Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. You know our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and if you're listening to the show for the first time or one of the few first times, just understand the show is airing on Saturday morning, especially for Christmas. Our show usually airs on every Sunday morning in all these stations. You know we talk about different injury subjects here. We want to educate you and teach you. And why do we want to do that? Because the insurance companies, if you're injured in an accident, the insurance companies that are going to fight you, the insurance companies that insure the at-fault person, the person who hit you, the person who injured you, that insurance company is not your friend. They're not on your side. This is an adversarial situation. This is war. You need to understand that. You need to understand all the myths about this business. And, you know, if you want to know the myths, you can get a free copy of any of our books. You know, our first book was entitled Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. And that book has a lot of the myths contained in this business. And one of the big myths we see all the time is somebody's injured in an automobile crash, car crash, truck crash, motorcycle crash, and they think or they've heard or somebody told them that, hey, you know, that's what insurance is for. They're going to treat you fair. The insurance companies will treat you fair. That's a myth. You need to read it in our book. We have all these myths. I've been injured. Another myth. I've been injured. Surely somebody's going to pay me. Surely somebody's going to pay for my medical bills. What about my injuries? Surely somebody's going to pay. The insurance company is supposed to pay me. That's a myth. Okay? And there's all these myths in our book. The other book that we have is called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. Cowards of the Street. And that book talks about hit and runs, but it also talks about insurance coverages. And if you're hit by a driver that has no insurance, or very little insurance, then the last half of that book you want to read because it talks about insurance coverages, gives you narrative, very simple instructions to follow, picture examples, sample insurance policies, and so that's something we do for you. And our other book we have out is Colorado Workers' Compensation. It's the exclusive definitive guideline in Colorado on workers' compensation as we do cases all over the state of Colorado. Today, we're talking about how insurance companies, we're still in the middle of our series, how insurance companies attack your claim, try to beat your claim, beat you, and defeat you. And Brad, you know, last week I wasn't here, but you talked a little bit about surveillance. So why don't we bring everybody up to date a little bit on surveillance, and then we'll kick off onto these medical records.
We did talk about surveillance last week, and you know, surveillance is a very important aspect of your case. It can start at any time, and believe me, it's used throughout the case. At any given time, an insurance company or a defense lawyer may decide that they're going to do surveillance. They have surveillance companies they use. These companies are built for the purpose of finding things, splicing together a few minutes worth of activity that they think betrays what your injuries are, betrays what you're claiming your condition is, and that they think will be favorable to them in front of a jury. What they leave on the floor after they splice together the different tapes and the different parts oftentimes is not, you can't find it, you can't get it, it's gone, they don't have it anymore. Most of the time the judges still seem to let that stuff in, even though you might object to it. The surveillance will happen anywhere. It can happen at your work. It can happen as your anytime you're in public. So if you do anything going to and from your car, going to and from your home, going into different activities, the surveillance will pick it up. And as I said, it's going to take out the stuff that is favorable to you, and it's going to leave in the stuff that's harmful to you. They know, and the surveillance companies know they're not giving a true and accurate picture of you, but they also know that the impression they're going to leave on a jury's mind is that the jury's going to see this person doing these activities and believing that the person is not hurt. And you'll fight long and hard to get the rest of this information. A lot of times, believe it or not, most of you sitting out there would go, this is going to be shocking, but they'll bring in people to surveil you from out of state. And they bring the person in from out of state, and they have their people travel in and out of state, because then when you, through your attorney, the injured person, through your attorney, want to get information from them or want to do their depositions, they tell you, well, he's out of state or she's out of state and she's not here anymore. And if you want to depose her or find out more information, you'll have to travel to Minnesota. and they usually spring the surveillance on you very late in the game, so it's going to be very difficult to put together the time to go do the depositions and to get information about them. The person is not usually somebody well-known in Colorado. They know that way you're not going to be able to get background information on some of these people who've done the surveillance, and those people are usually very, very shady at best.
Right, you know, and we've taken their depositions before. Brad speaks words of wisdom, words of truth. And I was going to bring it up, and I don't know what you guys talked about last week because I was gone out of pocket. I usually know exactly what's going to happen on these shows, but I wanted to throw in my two cents on surveillance issue as well, and that was one of the points I was going to bring up. They usually use out-of-state people, and it makes it very difficult late in the game to try to discover or figure out who these people are and take their depositions and get all the documents because, as Brad said, they splice their film. They call it video, digital, whatever you want to call it. They splice it. They might take 3 days of surveillance video on person X, person Y, person Z, and then they boil it down to maybe a minute and a half. And what happened to the other 3 days of video? What happens to the other 3 days of filming? And they cut it out, and then it's a fight to get it. It's a big problem fight. And the other thing that they want to give you are their billings and their billing records, but we always fight for that. You need attorneys that understand surveillance. You need attorneys that understand this war and how you're going to win the war. There are ways to win it. But they do this, and this is secret surveillance. You don't ever know what's being done. They hide cameras in pens. I've seen them hide cameras in motorhomes, study somebody by a park, in a storage shed, in a storage public storage rented unit, those type of things. And so I wanted to throw my two cents in as well. This is very important. It's critical. And it's critical you understand this happens. This does happen, and it happens a lot of cases, and it happens more frequently now than it used to. You know, Brad, the other thing is, and you and I have both done discovery on these surveillance people, you want their whole file. You want attorneys that go after their whole file and not just live with the spliced up, cut down version that's going to try to harm you.
You're going to fight long and hard to get it. It's going to be a very difficult fight. And then what you do get is going to be very difficult because you're going to have a lot of hours that you're sitting there looking at these videotapes that you're going, gosh, what do we got here? And why am I sitting here for hours just looking at a car, waiting for the person to come out of the house or out of the business to see what they're doing? But if you don't do this, you have to understand they've done it. And this is the kind of money they'll spend to attack your case. This is the kind of money they'll spend to make their case something strong. And it's devious. It's very devious because they know they're not giving an accurate picture. You know, Gary, for the people who are involved in sports, I used to say that you can take any team or any player, and you can take a season, and you can take clips that makes that player the biggest all-star throughout the whole season, or you can take clips that makes that player look like the biggest buffoon throughout the whole season.
That's an incredible point, Brad.
And all you need to do, really, you know, like in a baseball player, you don't need all 160 games or 164 that they play. You can do that with maybe 30, 40 games, probably 30 or 40, maybe only 10 or 15. So you're not even only making this player look great or terrible as an all-star for a career, but you're doing it over 10 or 15 games of their entire career. Well, they do that to you when they do surveillance. I don't know how to put it other than saying there's no honesty to it at all.
Right. And, you know, it almost reminds me of a quote from Michael Jordan sometime back that I read. You know, he said, I missed every shot I never took. That's point one. And the other point was what he said, and I'm probably going to get the number wrong, but it was something to the effect of what most people don't realize that in my career I had many last-second shots to win the game, and I missed 18 of them. And so if that shows up in a video clip, and that's what you see of Michael Jordan, you're going to have a different frame of mind and a different impression of Michael Jordan. Even though he was a magnificent athlete, it's going to be framed in your mind a certain way, and that's what they try to do with surveillance. You need to know this. But the point, we got a break coming up, but the point I want everybody to take during the break, and then you can hear us on the other side, is they do the surveillance for many reasons, to disprove your case, to beat your case, to beat your damages down. But one of the main reasons they do the surveillance is to see you engage in an activity that hopefully for them contradicts or impliedly contradicts something in your medical records, because they put your medical records under a microscope. And that's what we're going to cover in the next section, session of our radio show after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. We are injury attorneys, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We have over 30 years of experience each that we can put to work for you, that we packed into our free legal game plan tailored to your case, your injuries, your situation, your accident. If you want to know more about our legal game plan, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, or you give us a call. Bell and Pollack will be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We're here to educate you, teach you, tell you how the insurance company for the at-fault party is going to try to beat you. We're in the middle of our series on how do they do that. You know, we've covered different ways. We covered what they do in the emergency room. We've covered what you should do at the scene. We covered what you should do with releases, how they try to get you to release records. We've covered these questionnaires they send to you. There's a variety of ways, and that's why we do show after show after show, so we can teach you. You know, these insurance companies have their own attorneys. They have their own doctors. We said this. We know this. We see it all the time. Who do you have? Are you really, really going to go up against these people? You can get a free initial consultation with us, Bell and Pollack, 303-795-5900, or in the mountains, 970-870-8989, and of course, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, Brad, so we were talking about a little bit before the break how they use surveillance to try to contradict your medical records, but let's dive into this subject of how they try to put your medical records under a microscope, what they look for, so that you're educated and you can beat this, but you need to know what to do.
Well, let's just go with the fact they get your medical records that supposedly that do surround the accident, and they haven't been able to get outside that. If we go to that and they just look at those medical records, they're going to look at those very carefully, and they're going to try and find things where they can build in contradictions. And the contradictions they're looking at are contradictions, first of all, is what they call mechanism of injury. So they're going to look at the medical records and they're going to say, does this medical injury that you're identifying as having occurred from the accident, does it fit the mechanism of injury or the reason or how you got hurt? and what happened in the accident. Now, the most obvious one is, well, wait a minute. We've looked at the accident, and the only thing that, and this person got thrown around in the car, and they hit their head. But then they're looking, they're going, but you're complaining of a knee injury. And they're saying there's nothing that shows your knee ever hit into anything. And so they're immediately going to start taking those medical records. They look at them in a microscope and they say, the person never reported having hit their knee on anything. So we think the knee injury is bogus. We think it's either a liar and somebody who didn't really get hurt or is claiming to have a knee injury when they don't, or somebody who is trying to get money for a previous injury that existed.
Right, you know, and that's how they start. They have many, many ways we're going to try to tell you and educate you, because people say to us, you know, I can't believe that. I was in the accident. I know I was injured. I know I injured my knee. I can't believe this. They say there was no mechanism of injury. They say my medical records don't support this. And one of their favorite tricks is to look at your emergency room records or your first doctor visit, if you don't go to the emergency room, records of the first doctor visit or chiropractor. And they say, well, you reported symptoms 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 that you're now claiming, but you're now claiming symptoms number 7, 8, 9, and 10, and you never mentioned anything about it. And you say, yes, I told the emergency room doctor, or I told the urgent care doctor, or I told my first doctor that, but it's not in the records. So many things get lost in translation and dictation when the doctor dictates his or her notes, period, paragraph. Maybe you told him. Sometimes emergency room doctors think maybe your neck should deserve more of the attention than your left foot, and they don't mention anything about your left foot, but you heard it. They didn't even x-ray it. It doesn't show up. Then the insurance companies, that's how they put your records under a microscope. They start to dissect them one by one, page by page, and so you need a legal game plan. You need to understand what you need to do legitimately, truthfully, thoroughly, completely to protect you, your rights, and your family, period. Okay, so if you know this going in, there are ways to assure that your legitimate, truthful symptoms and conditions get in the medical records. There are ways to do it, and we have over 30 years' experience doing this. We can help you do that. You can call us anytime for a free initial consultation or a free legal game plan tailored to your accident, your case. But still, back to these records. Then, Brad, another thing that they look at overall is you finally give them the records, you make the claim, then they try to... They look for gaps in treatment. They look for inconsistencies in the records. And they also look for, and one of my favorites or unfavorites, if that's a word, is they say, well, your x-ray was negative. Your MRI was negative on your low back or your neck. Or your CT scan was negative. So what's your problem?
Right. They do look for the gaps in treatment. To them, now, they're going to want to tell a jury, and this is we've talked about this before, they're going to want to tell a jury that you should have taken, that you, because you have a bad back or because your back is hurting you, and it's you're in severe pain, but your back is hurting you. Is it restricting you from doing things? Probably. But is it, and does it mean that you can only sit for maybe 30, 40 minutes or 50 minutes, and then you have to get up and walk around? Then you have to go do these different things? Probably. But they're going to say that if you have a gap, if you've missed an appointment, if you're not going to your appointments, then they're going to say that your injuries are a lie or you're not hurt that bad, because they think you should put your whole life on hold now just to attend to these medical care. Now, the reverse side is if you start doing that, then they're going to say you're overtreating. And they're going to say these medical records show somebody who overtreats and is just doing this for the money. And, you know, Gary, I got to tell you, what bothers me as much as anything are the plaintiff's lawyers, the personal injury lawyers, who see this and they immediately discount their client's injuries. They immediately discount their client's claim, and they start saying their client's claim isn't worth anything because these things have happened, rather than getting into the client's life to find out why this occurred and what's going on with the client, to get a good understanding.
Right. And so you need attorneys that don't do that. You need attorneys that represent you, that accept the fact that maybe something wasn't put in the medical record, but it's true. You did tell the doctor. Maybe you did have a gap. Maybe you had a family emergency and you couldn't meet or go to 3 physical therapy sessions. They're going to say on the other side, the insurance company is going to say you were a no-show. You must not be hurt. You didn't show. You were prescribed 8 physical therapy sessions and you no-showed to 3 of them. So you're okay. No, you're not okay. You have to put it in context. You have to have a lawyer with experience to put it in context, explain it, and win your case. This is war. Bell and Pollock, we are injury attorneys. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. What's wrong with going there? Take a look. All of our podcasts are there. All of our shows are there. There's a button there that says what you need to know before you make the first phone call to the adjuster, what you need to know before the adjuster makes the first phone call to you after an accident. Wouldn't that be nice to know? That would be nice to know. Wouldn't it be nice to know about your medical records so that you can legitimately, truthfully, we're not talking about making anything up, you can legitimately and truthfully present your case and your claim and your injuries. So, Brad, let's talk a little bit more about how they put these records under a microscope. And so sometimes maybe the doctor asks you, you're going there and you say, how are you doing? And you say, and you're saying, I'm doing better. And that's probably true. But maybe you have physical therapy. Maybe you feel better when you're taking drugs. Maybe you have opiates and you're taking that and you mask the pain. That might be doing better, but the insurance company doesn't care about that part. What they want to say is you said to the doctor on this little isolated statement on June 20th or May 13th or April 4th, right here, you were doing better. You're okay.
That's right. You're doing better and you're okay. And by the way, if it came as a result of you having had this little bit of medication or this little bit of a, or having had a shot or something else, if the insurance company determines that that's going to be cheaper than the surgery that a doctor 3 months later has said is probably necessary, is going to be required, then they're going to keep saying, you can handle this with medication. You can handle this with medication. You don't need to get the surgery. You can handle this with medication. And then they're going to do a wink, wink to the jury and go, and believe me, folks, when this case is over, that medication will, they'll eventually quit using the medication and they'll all be better. And that's not true. There are people who walk around for the rest of their lives with pain as a result of the accident. But they've examined these medical records and they've looked at them in areas that they know play well with insurance, with jurors. They know they play well with people saying, if you can accomplish these things or if you can have a 2 on the pain scale this day, we don't believe that your pain scale is going to be 6 in 2 weeks. We believe if it goes from a 2 to a 6, it's not because of the accident, it's because of something you did. And you did it, and it's something new, and therefore, poor Mr. Jones over there or Miss Smith over there shouldn't have to pay for you doing something to aggravate or increase your pain from a 2 to a 6.
And don't you see, one of their major approaches, the insurance company, against you, the injured victim, don't you see that? Overall, look at the footprint from 30,000 feet. Look at this blueprint. Look at it, because they say things like you should have, you didn't, or you didn't, but you should have, you this, you that, you. You need to understand that's how the attack comes. We're educating you. We're telling you. We're teaching you. The law firm of Bell and Pollock, we've been around for a long time. Brad and I have over 30 years of experience each helping injured victims put their lives back together again. And I tell you what, you not only get a free initial consultation with us, but we have trademark protected a concept based on our years of experience called a free legal game plan, a legal game plan. And it makes sense. You need a legal game plan tailored to you, your case, your injuries, your accident. How did your accident happen? How did the injuries affect you? What was the mechanism of injury? You need a game plan on your damages and injuries, including for the future. You know, how's this going to affect you in 5 years or 10 years? Are you going to need surgery? If you have surgery, is it going to fail? Are you going to have surgery again? And why? And what is the risk? You need a legal game plan. Simple as that. Bell and Pollock. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. Accident cases, injury cases, workers' compensation cases. You know where we come from. We're on your side. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 7 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. You know that. We do the show every week. This show is airing on Saturday, but it normally airs on Sunday morning because it's airing on Saturday because of the Christmas situation. And so just understand, if you're new to the show, it's usually on Sunday mornings. We're talking about how insurance companies put your medical records under a microscope to beat you and defeat you. Doesn't that just feel real warm and fuzzy? You know, Brad, let's talk about, we don't have much time left for the show today, and we're going to be picking up next week on our show here. We're still teaching you in the middle of our series how insurance companies attack your claim and you as an injured victim. But they also attack medical records because, as Brad said before, you either overtreat, you went too many appointments, that's overtreatment, or you undertreated. You must not be injured because you didn't go to that many appointments. So they think you can't win with them, but there are ways to beat this.
There are ways to beat them, and that's why you need to have lawyers who, first of all, are going to be convinced that there are ways to beat them, and don't just give up, or don't just say, well, that's the way it goes. And those lawyers who are willing to go after it and don't just give up, you need to sit down with one of those lawyers. And at our office, that's where we talk to you about a legal game plan. And we tell you, let's sit down with a legal game plan and see what it is. And that's why, before we start running off and telling you how we've had previous clients make all sorts of money and how what the value of your case is, we get your information and we look at your information, and then we plan out what's going to be best for you to be able to accomplish what we can accomplish for you to the greatest degree possible, rather than just giving up or rushing through.
Right. And let's just look at this. If you have a low back injury and you need low back surgery, and your attorney just treats you like a soft tissue neck injury, is that a cookie cutter treatment you want? All injuries are the same. All injuries are not the same. All the situations are not the same. That's why we have a legal game plan free to you based on our 30 plus years of experience. 303-795-5900, or our website anytime, anywhere, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. We'll see you next week.